Today's reading begins in 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 1. Now Elisha had said to the woman whose son he had restored to life, "Arise and depart with your household and sojourn wherever you can, for the Lord has called for a famine, and it shall come upon the land for 7 years." So the woman arose and did according to the word of the man of God. She went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, when the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, she went to appeal to the king for her house and her land. Now the king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, "Tell me all the great things that Elisha has done." And while he was telling the king how Elisha had restored the dead to life, behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life appealed to the king for her house and her land. And Gehazi said, "My lord, O king, here is the woman, and here is her son whom Elisha restored to life." And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed an official for her, saying, "Restore all that was hers, together with all the produce of the fields from the day that she left the land until now." Now Elisha came to Damascus. Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And when it was told him, "The man of God has come here," the king said to Hazael, "Take a present with you, and go to meet the man of God, and inquire of the Lord through him, saying, 'Shall I recover from this sickness?'" So Hazael went to meet him, and took a present with him, all kinds of goods of Damascus, 40 camels' loads. When he came and stood before him, he said, "Your son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, has sent me to you, saying, 'Shall I recover from this sickness?'" And Elisha said to him, "Go, say to him, 'You shall certainly recover, but the Lord has shown me that he shall certainly die.'" And he fixed his gaze and stared at him until he was embarrassed, and the man of God wept. And Hazael said, "Why does my Lord weep?" He answered, "Because I know the evil that you will do to the people of Israel. You will set on fire their fortresses, and you will kill their young men with the sword, and dash in pieces their little ones, and rip open their pregnant women." And Hazael said, "What is your servant who is but a dog that he should do this great thing?" Elisha answered, "The Lord has shown me that you are to be king over Syria." Then he departed from Elisha and came to his master and said to him, "What did Elisha say to you?" And he answered, "He told me that you would certainly recover." But the next day he took the bedcloth and dipped it in water and spread it over his face till he died, and Hazael became king in his place. In the 5th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, when Jehoshaphat was king in Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab had done, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord was not willing to destroy Judah for the sake of David his servant, since he promised to give a lamp to him and to his sons forever. In his days Edom revolted from the rule of Judah and set up a king of their own. Then Joram passed over to Zair with all his chariots and rose by night, and he and his chariots' commanders struck the Edomites who had surrounded him, but his army fled home. So Edom revolted from the rule of Judah to this day. Then Libnah revolted at the same time. Now the rest of the acts of Joram and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So Joram slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his place. So we continue to have these little accounts of different things that were happening during the life of Elisha as he served God as a prophet faithfully. First of all, this Shunammite woman that had been taking care of Elisha as Elisha traveled, even so much as building a room for him at her house. Her son had died, and Elisha had prayed to the Lord for him to be brought back to life, which the Lord answered him and did do for him. Now he tells this woman, "The Lord has called for a famine, and so you need to leave for 7 years." He's showing a kindness to her to spare her from this. At the end of that 7 years, as she comes back, somehow the servant of Elisha, Gehazi, is speaking with the king, telling him, you know, these stories of different things that Elisha has done. Maybe the king called for him. I don't know exactly how this would have come about. But the woman just happens to come in at this same time, and he says, yeah, that's her. That's the one whose son was brought back to life. And she's coming to make this appeal to receive back her lands. Remember, she's been gone for 7 years. So there's no telling what has happened to the land. Maybe there's squatters. Other people have been farming the land. Remember, it's a famine. Any way that anybody could have been growing any food, they would have taken advantage of it. So at this point, she needs the king's authority to get her land back, get her home back. Then we switch over to this king of Syria that's sick, and Elisha is in the area, and so his servant is sent to inquire of Elisha whether he will recover. Apparently it was pretty bad sickness. We don't know what the sickness was. You know, am I going to recover? And of course the answer is yes, but that doesn't mean you're going to live. And that's how it works out. His servant ends up killing him and becoming king. And then Elisha had been weeping, and he's asked why, and he gives this prophecy that this other person, this Hazael, was going to cause great turmoil, setting on fire different things, killing people, even killing pregnant women and cutting them open. And this doesn't seem to faze Hazael and make him say anything along the lines of, you know, I would never do such a thing or anything like that. But he does go and kill his king and take his place. Then we switch gears again, and we start talking about Jehoram reigning in Judah, the rebellion of the Edomites, and the fact that he was an evil king, that he even had married the daughter of Ahab. If she's anything like her mother, then that would tell us a little bit of the reason why he was evil, for Jezebel had certainly influenced Ahab and directed him toward evil. That concludes our reading today. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.